From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. The man thought to be behind a series of bombings and attempted bombings in New York City and New Jersey may not have been part of a terror cell, but based on previous investigations, chances are good that he had some sort of help. That comes from FBI New York Division Assistant Director William Sweeney speaking to reporters Tuesday. He said that there is no indication of a cell operating in the area or in the city, but they are trying to allay concerns just hours after the suspect, 28-year-old Ahmed Rahami, was taken into custody after a shootout with police. You can hear more details on this story at voanews.com. The UN said Tuesday that it had suspended all humanitarian aid convoys in Syria after a deadly air raid hit trucks delivering aid near Aleppo, killing a Red Crescent staff member and civilians. Jens Laroki is a spokesman for the UN Humanitarian Agency.
This very, very dark day for humanitarians in Syria and I say across the world, because I think there has been a moment of shock and, frankly, disgust by this attack. At this point, we remain committed and undeterred to continue to the best of our ability to help all Syrians in need.
Voters in Jordan, meanwhile, are choosing a new parliament in a poll that could see opposition Islamists reemerge as a major parliamentary force in the kingdom. Jordan's prime minister spoke after casting his ballot. He says today it's an important moving forward with reform. This is VOA News. North Korea launched a ground test of a new high-powered rocket engine Tuesday, indicating that the country is closer to acquiring long-range capability. The new engine test comes less than 2 weeks after North Korea conducted its fifth and most powerful nuclear warhead test. A South Korean spokesman says Seoul believes that North Korea tested the performance of its new type of high-power thrust engine for a long-range missile. This is the North Korean state media saying the successful launch was overseen by leader Kim Jong-un. Several people died in a second day of violence in the Democratic Republic of Congo Tuesday, with three opposition headquarter buildings torched in a fresh bout of clashes between police and opponents of President Joseph Kabila. AFP reports that at least two burnt bodies could be seen in the fire-ravaged offices. Two others were burned alive and another injured. The spokesman for the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Rupert Colville, spoke to reporters in Geneva, calling for restraint.
We call on all sides to show restraint, and we urge the authorities to ensure that existing national and international standards on the appropriate use of force are fully respected by all security personnel. We call for a credible and impartial investigation to bring those responsible for human rights violations and criminal acts to justice, and we stand ready to support such an inquiry.
South African police, meanwhile, fired stun grenades in Johannesburg Tuesday. That's as protesting students blockaded campus entrances and disrupted classes to demand free education after the government announced fee increases. Fasiha Hassan is a student representative.
We are calling for free and quality education. We need the commission to be sped up, the terms of reference to change, not just from feasibility, but to how we're going to realize it. And we want timelines. When are we going to be implementing free and quality education?
Local media said 31 people had been arrested. Lufthansa signed a route-sharing deal with China's flagship carrier Air China Tuesday to boost Germany's biggest airline's access to the world's fastest-growing aviation market. This is Lufthansa's chief executive, Carsten Spohr.
We are now adding a joint venture partner in the second most important aviation market in the world. And it adds a new dimension to our partnership with Air China, creating new benefits for the customers and bringing Air China and Lufthansa together even closer.
It starts in 2017. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.